I'm down at the Farmers Market in downtown Springfield with Ashley Glatz of Real Cuisine Catering. And Ashley, I understand you're going on a hiatus, as you've called it. What does that mean for your business, for people who have enjoyed your food in the past?
It means they're going to just have to keep their memories close to them for a little bit. My daughter is going to be turning one at the end of the month, and we made a family decision. We've been doing really well and very, very busy, and that doesn't leave much time for cuddling a one-year-old baby. So we're just taking a little time off and going to stay home and raise the kid.
How long has Real Cuisine been in operation? How long have you been down here at the farmer's market?
This is our third season at the farmer's market. Real Cuisine actually was my mother's business. She taught cooking classes, and she did that about 15 years ago. And then when I moved back to Springfield, I took over the name and started the business 3 years ago.
So what does this hiatus mean for people who have, in addition to seeing you down here at the farmer's market, also stopped by your operation in the southeast side of Springfield?
We leased it from Humphreys, and so we're just going to give it back over to Humphreys. We're basically shutting the whole thing down. This project has been so successful and been so popular beyond kind of my wildest dreams, and so we're just taking a little time to cut it back a little bit, and we're going to marinate on it for a few years, and I'm sure we'll be back before too long.
Are you going to be doing any baking during that time?
That's a possibility. Thanks to the cottage bill that they passed, I could do some of that out of my home. So it's very likely that we'll be back next farmer's market season with not the omelets necessarily, but I've been thinking about doing a lot with dry rubs and spice mixes and some preserved canned things. So.
And elaborate on that cottage bill. For people who aren't familiar with that, that's been a sort of a recent development and allowed some of the folks down here at the farmer's market more flexibility, I think, in the products that they're able to offer.
Yeah, you're able to, there's a list of products that you can produce out of your home without being in a certified kitchen from the health department. And there's a lot of regulations that go into having a certified kitchen. You have to have an exhaust hood and triple sinks and a special drainage system. So it allows people to, work out of their homes.
So this is a family decision, as you've said, and a personal one for you. But for our listeners who know you, who know your business, is there anything else that you just want to share with them this week?
Only that I'm very, very grateful for their support, and we've had a great time over these past few years, and we can't wait to come back and cook for everybody again. Yes.